Good evening, Hannibal.
Dr. Dumouriez, how was your day?
Gradual.
In what way?
This is supposed to be your therapy, Hannibal.
Should I not be allowed to use my time how I like?
You are.
Then I should like to spend it this way.
Are you thinking of getting into psychiatry?
The mind is more fascinating to me than the mechanical components. What makes us function as mechanical beings is less fascinating than the intangible.
You've been practicing medicine for 10 years now. What's changed?
Nothing. I've wanted to for some time now. But lately I wanted to test my own ability.
Is that what these sessions have been about? To watch how it's done in practice?
In part. I wanted to understand myself better. My motivations. My behaviors. Self-analysis is limited.
So is psychiatric analysis. I can only discern details from what you show me. And what you show me is...
controlled?
Limited. I know all about the pieces of your past you let me see, but you keep more hidden. You take great pains to do so, to ward off anyone from fully understanding you. The more you understand about how psychiatric work is done, the more efficient those wards become.
That hasn't stopped you from trying to do it.
I want to help. You are my patient, and I have an obligation. As a doctor yourself, you understand?
I do. Above all, do no harm.
And how is that going?
Difficult. I treated a rather rude hunter today.
What was his diagnosis?
An arrow through the leg. It went through when he fell from a tree blind.
And his psychological diagnosis?
The pain was clouding his judgment, a kinder person would say. It was obvious he had a disregard for his fellow man. The hunter that helped him in was making apologies for him, and still being mistreated by his friend.
Why?
A lack of empathy. It was a man who chose to shape himself into a crude object, brushing himself against others in its existence, and either chipping away at them or sharpening them. He does this out of a sense of smallness, pettiness.
He certainly has sharpened you.
Yes. But he remains as blunt as a toolboard. An object unnoteworthy until you see something you need from it. Likely the source of his deficiencies. Unmarried, no pets. A casual relationship from work with his hunter friend.
How would you treat a patient such as he?
Aggressively.
Is he in need? That much of adjustment?
He is in need of some form of change. A gentle push or tug would not work.
Would that benefit him?
Sometimes the benefit needs to be for those around them. Those engulfed in their own toxicity do not recognize it. They see only that others dislike them, and so it is reciprocated doubly back at them. It requires an invasive treatment, from multiple angles.
Are such things common in surgery?
In surgical sessions, it is common to damage the surrounding area to repair the most dire issues. You cannot fix internal bleeding without cutting open flesh. You cannot work on a heart or lungs without removing one's ribs.
You harm so that you can do more good.
Psychology is the same. You force one to acknowledge their pains, their faults, their sicknesses, exposing them to be worked on before they are mended. Then things are tucked back into place and the wounds sealed.
Do no harm seems like it should be replaced with something else. The ends justifying the means, perhaps.
One must wonder the psychology of those who wrote the Hippocratic Oath. Did they word it for their own benefit? The benefit of the doctors? Or the benefit of their patients?
It's not technically exclusive, is it?
No, I suppose not. And we still have yet to discuss you.
That will have to be for another time. Red or white wine?
Until next time, then. I feel like something red today.